Hello, everybody. This is your Talks at the Cross Bible Session, the official podcast of the Cross Point Church. We're very happy once again to be able to come with a Bible session. Like every Monday, we ask you to continue to share, like, invite your friends, subscribe to our channel. Talks at the Cross is a podcast with the only intention of being a blessing to those who need and love the Word of God. The Bible tells us that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So our only purpose is to be able to give you snips of the Word of God. And I say snips because the Word of God is so profound that in the few minutes that we expound, it is just a glimpse. It's a bird's eye view of the biblical truths that are so profound. And we have been trying to concentrate mostly on Christian living topics. But I believe that it's time that we go a little bit more profound into the Word of God. One of the greatest things that I have been able to discover in my 35 years of studying the Word of God is that the more you study, the more you investigate, the more you research, the more you find out that there are truths there in the Bible that are given with a special purpose. And this week's topic, you know, in 2 weeks, the whole world and, you know, pagan and non-believers and believers will be celebrating what we call Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday, where we'll be celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And, you know, one of the things that I like to stress without doing respect to those that maybe have not studied the Christology, the study of the incarnation of Jesus Christ and the resurrection, that so many people celebrate Easter, celebrate Resurrection Sunday, and yet they do not realize that it is the central part of the gospel, of our faith. Without resurrection, Paul put it this way, our preaching is in vain. In other words, this is the center of the gospel. And I believe with all due respect that so many people have not understood the whole doctrine. And it is so important that we celebrate the resurrection, not only once a year, but I believe that every opportunity we get, we must thank God for his death, burial, and resurrection. That is the essence of the gospel. And we preach Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected. We preach a living Christ. So, and I believe with all due respect that, you know, Jesus Christ said it himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life, the resurrection. And he said, anybody that believes in me shall not die. That is a biblical promise, and sometimes to talk about it is a little bit more hard. And so this week's topic is going to be why the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so important to our gospel, to our faith. And I want to go into, like I say, a little glimpse of Christology. We must understand that Christ was incarnated. He manifested himself. God manifested himself in flesh, as 1 Timothy 3:16 says. But yet, one of the greatest truths is that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation of our faith. You know, without resurrection, it is in vain for us to preach Christ. Let's, you know, drink and be merry and die because tomorrow there is no hope for us. And, you know, this is a biblical truth that has been fought throughout the ages, especially nowadays with, you know, so much materialism going on in progress, and so many people get attached to the earth, earthly things, earthly values, and earthly materialistic ideas, that sometimes we lose our focus that this is not our home. We're just passing through, as the old timers would sing. And, you know, it is so a vital importance to be able to understand that the resurrection is a doctrine that needs to be analyzed. Like I say, I suggest at least once a week, we need to be able to remember that our hope is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I want to go ahead and start with a verse that I believe that we all have heard it. We all have heard about it, or we read about it. But it is a verse that is found in John 11:25-26, where Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whosoever lives by believing in me will never die. And then he asked the question, do you believe this? And I dare to ask that question again. Let me read this verse again so we can grasp it. This is Jesus speaking to, remember, Martha and Mary, Lazarus' sisters were questioning Jesus. If you would have been here, my brother would have not died. Then Jesus answered to her, I am the resurrection, the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whosoever liveth by believing in me will never die. Then he asked the question, do you believe this? My brothers and my sisters who are listening to this podcast, I believe that our relationship in Jesus Christ is based on this biblical truth. Yes, Jesus Christ was born. Jesus Christ lived for 33 years on this earth. Yes, Jesus died on Calvary and paid our redemption for our sins, paid the price for our sins. He was crucified on Calvary for us. But on the third day, he rose from the dead. And this is the true gospel, the full gospel. And I want to stress the importance that in a couple of weeks when you're celebrating Easter, I would encourage you to go a little bit deeper into your relationship with Christ. If he is alive and we're celebrating his resurrection, him being alive, it has to be a little bit more important to our faith in him. And I want to continue with our study as we go in a little bit deeper. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is mentioned. It was prophesied. We see the prophet Isaiah mentioning it. And, you know, the Messiah prophet mentioned in Isaiah that, you know, God was not going to leave his son there in the realm of the dead, but he was going to resurrect it. And we see that there's always been these agnostics, these people that have denied the power of the resurrection. We have people that believe just like, the animal world, that once the blood is taken from a body, it dies as chickens. You know, once you take the blood out of them, they stop being animated. There are some folks, there are some sects and some religions that do believe that we are just like animals, that once our blood is out or once we die, it's over. Nothing more, nothing less. You lived and that's it. And you know, believe it or not, that doctrine has produced a lot of people to deny the power of the resurrection. And to say, to understand this, we do need to go into the study of Christology and the branches of theology to be able to get a profound revelation that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a confirmation that Jesus Christ is alive, that all that he promised to his apostles. If you recall, the death on Calvary made a great impact as Christ was crucified, as Christ was brought down from the cross and put in the tomb. His apostles, his closest, even the inner circle, including Peter, including the inner circle, John, and all the other apostles, the 11 apostles. Can remember that Judas hanged himself. So there was 11, and they were so discouraged that they left. They left, even though Jesus Christ had promised that he would resurrect. They went back to their old trade, to fishing. And there had not been too many days that had gone by, and they were already, lost because they had not been able to see the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What a greatest, when he appeared to them, when he confirmed that he had beaten it, that he had overcome death. All of a sudden, they regrouped and came back to Jerusalem and started to preach that gospel. But now with a different perspective, realizing that the resurrection that he had promised there in John 11, when he promised to Mary and Martha, now he had come through. He had resurrected. He had beaten the tomb. And you know, one of the greatest things that we see that, you know, the Roman seal was on the tomb, so nobody could move that stone because that was supposed to avoid anybody stealing the body of Jesus Christ and claiming that he had resurrected. And yet, even with the two women that ran to the tomb, there was a big question mark. Who is going to open the tomb for us? Who's going to show us if he's really there or not? And that was a surprise when they get there and they see the angel sitting on the stone that had been rolled away. And they said, you know, who are you looking for? So once again, I want to stress the importance. I am giving you a glimpse of all the event so we can understand it. And it was so powerful that the Bible says that, you know, the earth shook. There was earthquake. There was power. The sun, the whole world became dark when the blood of Jesus Christ, when he died on Calvary, his blood was so powerful. He was paying the price. So without the resurrection, you know, death would go, would be the end for every human being. But being that we now have a hope that there is life after death, and Christ was the first to be resurrected with that glorified body. Yes, there was other resurrections in the Old Testament, New Testament, but they died again. But now the body of the resurrection of Jesus Christ with a glorified body, he will never die again. That's the same promise he made to us, the believers. So one of the greatest things that I want to establish that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is, I would say, the grassroots, the center of our gospel that gives us a hope beyond death, eternal life. A hope that we will live for eternity. And that hope is conveyed to us through the blood covenant, the new blood covenant that Jesus shed his blood. He promised all these things. And now he proved it to us by resurrecting on the third day. Now, I want to go into a little bit of debate. None of the great theologians that have discussed or written about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we know there has been big debates on the glorified body, big debates of if his resurrection was needed, if his bodily resurrection was needed, why was it needed? And, you know, being that God is a spirit and he does not need a body, but he had taken this incarnation and become a man to dwell among us. With all that being said, my brothers and my sister, our faith is based on facts. And I want you to understand that we're not just, you know, inventing things. This is not a man-made dogma. This is reality. History proves it. There is an empty tomb in Jerusalem. There is proof that Jesus Christ, resurrected. We see it in the Gospels. 500 people saw him. His apostles saw him. And all this is a proven fact, but history proves it. Some of the great historians have proven that, you know, this is not a myth. The tomb is empty. There was somebody put there, and Christ did rise from the dead. So, and he promises in the Gospels, we see Matthew full of him, and many chapters, chapter 12, chapter 16, chapter 17, and we see it in chapter 20, chapter 26. We see that this promise of Jesus rising from the dead was there. And then the Apostle Paul kind of explains it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 16, when he starts to explain the resurrection. And you know, it is so powerful when you can understand that we celebrate something that is beyond human comprehension. And you know, I want to read a few verses that the Apostle Paul, because without these verses, we could easily say, well, the pastors wrote this because, they wanted to have their leader resurrected from the dead. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 16, Paul writes it this way. He says, "For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either." 17 says, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins." And then 18 says, "Those who also fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only there is life, we have hope in Christ. We, of all people, must be pitied. In other words, Paul is trying to say, okay, guys, if there's no resurrection, if Christ didn't rise from the dead, there's no hope for none of us if we die. And we are people that are believing a myth, they are believing a fable. We are believing something that is not a proven fact. So Paul goes to emphasize the fact that, our belief, our relationship with Jesus Christ would be in vain if there was no true resurrection or bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we cannot for 1 minute doubt. And you know, one of the greatest confirmations, somebody asked me one time, Pastor, how do you really believe that he is alive? And my answer was, is because I have felt his presence. I feel his presence. And I can truly confirm that he is alive and well because of all the promises that he made, he fulfilled them in his word. Now, the world, without the resurrection, there would be no apostolic foundation for the church. And we see this. And we see it clearly that if this resurrection of Jesus Christ was not proven, was not real, then in vain. And it says, when Jesus promised to Peter in Matthew 16:18, when he said, I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not overcome it. And Paul and Peter and all the great apostles grabbed on to the promises that Jesus himself made while he was here on this earth. So the same resurrection message was given to the apostles and has been given throughout the ages to us and years, that without resurrection, our gospel, our belief in our Savior would be in vain. I've always said the full gospel has to be preached completely. It's not only changing your lives, it's not only the forgiveness of your sin, but it's also your eternal hope in this resurrection of Jesus Christ. In a couple of weeks, we'll be celebrating. And sometimes I've always said this, and I say with candid and humor, sometimes the bunny rabbit and the chocolate bunnies and the Easter egg hunt becomes more important than the true essence of celebrating Easter Sunday, which is celebrating the resurrection of our Savior and Lord and God, Jesus Christ, who resurrected on the third day as he had promised. And then you have, the debates. Was it really 3 days? Was it really, was he buried on Friday or Thursday or Wednesday? And, I heard it for 35 years, But, I've always said that's not really of importance. The important thing that he resurrected. And that's where I want to emphasize. And because he resurrected, you and I have the same hope of one day if we shall die. We have the promise of resurrecting like him, and with the same promise of receiving a glorified body as the body of Jesus Christ. So once again, I go back to the fact that we have a great, great truth to hang on, and that is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we have a great truth to preach to others, and we have a great truth that gives us a foundation to our faith, that Christ resurrected from the dead as he promised that on the third day he would raise. And we have so many things that happened before he resurrected. And we celebrate the crucifixion, the Passion Week, where, he suffered, he was whipped, he was a beautiful film that came out, The Passion of Jesus Christ, where they depict all the suffering Jesus Christ did for our sins, for my sins, for your sins. And yet, sometimes we don't give the true essence of the part, the victory of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yes, the sacrificial suffering that Christ did for us was not in vain, my brother. He paid the price for our sins, but he also, the greatest thing he did is when he was able to overcome death. And, one of the things that I like to always established is that we cannot have one without the other. And by this, I mean we cannot have the cross without having the tomb. We cannot emphasize on the cross and not emphasize on the tomb and the resurrection. So I challenge you, my brother, my sister, that in a couple weeks when you're celebrating next week, it'll probably be Palm Sunday, the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And then the week after, well, we talk a little bit about the passion of Christ and that every day how he suffered. And then he was nailed to the cross. And then on Sunday, you know, he resurrected. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. We live and we give emphasis. And then Easter goes by, and a lot of us don't think about it until next year that we celebrate Easter. Now, with that being said, I want to encourage you to go a little bit deeper into the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul once again said, Jesus is not dead, a dead martyr that needs to be pitied, but a living, reigning, returning Lord to be loved, and in both in present suffering and in future reward. Philippians 3, 10, 11, paraphrase, Paul understood the power of his resurrection. In one of the epistles, he writes, I want to know Christ in the power of his resurrection. In another scripture, he says, I saw the Lord before time. And he uses the word, I saw him. And he talks about, because he was defending his apostleship. One of the requirements was that the apostle had to be there with Jesus. And Paul said, I saw him. I was able to see him. But I want to get to know him in the power of his resurrection. My brother, my sister, I hope you get in this. The power of his resurrection is what gives us the foundation of our faith and relationship in a true living Savior and God. And without the resurrection, we don't have any type of hope for our future. But because he lives, we have a future. We have a foundation. And Christology teaches us all about Christ. One of the greatest things that I have always said, that when we understand that Christ took incarnated with the only and sole purpose of being able to save us, that he became sin so he could pay the price for our sins. But God demonstrated his love toward us, that yet we were sinners, yet Christ died for us. And we see it again and throughout the scriptures, that this incarnation, this death on Calvary, this resurrection was with the only desire to give us, his sons, his creation, a hope beyond this death, this world, and beyond death, and that beyond the separation, the end. And one of the greatest challenges that so many people have is that sometimes the enemy will, say, well, I might as well enjoy life because after I die, there's not going to be no hope. That's what the enemy wants you to think. But so powerful when you really understand the concept of the resurrection, of the glorified body, of all the future events, also prophetic events, how the church is going to come back and reign with Christ for 1,000 years here on earth, how Christ is going to be able to glorify himself more when he is the king during the millennium, the 1,000 years here on earth. And all this because we believe in this resurrection and receiving this glorified body that Paul explains in 1 Corinthians 15, that Paul also explains in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 and on. It's so many scriptures that we have mentioned before. And once again, the hope of glory, the blessed hope, is beyond just this world. And sometimes, yes, this world is going through its pandemics, its wars, its war in Ukraine, and all the tragedies and all the pain. But let me remind you, my brother and my sister, our relationship in Jesus Christ is a little bit more profound than world events. So I want to once again, like I say, go back to the foundation of Christology and let you know that it is important for you and I to value and to give the importance to the resurrection of Jesus Christ in all aspects. And like I say, not only once a year, but in our daily life, in our daily prayer life, in our daily communication. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for all the blessings we receive daily. Thank him for his victory over sin. Thank him for his Holy Spirit. Thank him for the gifts, for the ministries, but also never forget to thank him for the resurrection. That the promise that if we believe in him, yet we shall never die. Praise God. I am getting excited. Every time I talk about the resurrection, my soul feels his presence because that is a promise that goes beyond death, beyond this materialistic world, beside this dimension, to go into a spiritual dimension, you need to understand that the resurrection is an event that needs to be celebrated. Because just like he resurrected, we have the same promise that if we shall die believing in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we can truly say, as Christ has said, that God has given us the same hope as Jesus Christ had and received by raising. And you know, it says in 1 Thessalonians 4:14, for we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep with him. Once again, the promise of the rapture. Then the angel tells the women that went to the tomb, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. And just as he said, or just as he promised, come and see the place where he laid. The angel showed them exactly. Look at here is where he was. And I want to read the last verse before I come to a close. In 1 Peter 1:3, where it says, praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope. Listen to this. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Once again, the emphasis. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope. It's a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. My brothers and sisters, I encourage you in a couple weeks when you celebrate Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, come at it with a different perspective. Come at it as the most important Christ-centered doctrine of your faith, of your relationship with Christ. As Paul put it, if Christ didn't rise from the dead, if he not resurrected, in vain is our preaching. It is useless. It is foolish to preach about a God that does all these great miracles, but he didn't raise from the dead. But praise be to God that we are 100% sure that Christ resurrected from the dead as he promised. There is an empty tomb. There is a proven fact that he is alive today and willing to save and transform still lives. I bless you. I ask you to continue to pray for the Talks at the Cross. I ask you to pray for the Cross Point Church, that God continue to bless us. Our idea of preaching the gospel to the lost is to reach in the lost at any cost. And restoration is what God wants. He wants to restore the lost to a relationship, to these promises. This promise is not only for one person, it's for the whole humanitarian race that exists. God wants to save the lost. My friend, my sister, if you are listening to this podcast, there is still hope for you to believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and also believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as his word says, that if you believe in him, you will not die. You will live for eternity. May God bless you. Continue to subscribe, and we just ask you to continue to pray for the Talks of the Cross. May God bless you.